Welcome to Wine by the Case,
where we uncork legal insights one bottle at a time.
Family. All right. We are talking about a doozy of a family. We are talking about the Adelson family. And I'm going to break this down as easily because this is definitely going to be a movie. And if it wasn't a movie, nobody would believe it's true. We have a grandma who is on trial right now. And her name is Donna Adelson. And we've already got four other people, including her son, who are currently were convicted and serving prison time for what, you may ask? Well, for the murder of Donald Adelson's ex-son-in-law, mm-hmm. who was married to her daughter, Wendy. Mm-hmm. So that's what we've got going on. And this was, as you know, it's a crazy, crazy story, right, Chris?
It is. You can't make up stuff as strange as this.
Yeah, she allegedly hired hitmen to, through her son, who is now in jail's girlfriend, who is also in jail. Hitmen are in jail, or prison, I shouldn't say jail, mm-hmm. and have been convicted. And they're alleging that she was the one that orchestrated, she's the mastermind, and that she was the one that made the payment to the hitman. So, but it's crazy because they were
really good family. They were talking a
well, I don't think they were a very good family,
yes,
but they appeared
were.
To
they
be
were.
A very good family.
Right. But they were successful as far as all the trappings you see in public, a successful business. We had three children who were professionals. The grandma who's on trial, she ran the practice. They were known in the community for being charitable and altruistic. They were pretty impressive as far as what you saw from the outside. But
and you're like, why?
Obviously.
So why? So do you want to get into why, allegedly, because this is the grandma?
Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of like, I don't know where to say allegedly or not, because the grandmother has not, Donna has not been convicted, but there are people that have been convicted based on certain facts. And this was all over what?
Children, visitation, and...
Relocation.
Not quite custody, but they were originally in Tallahassee because both mom and her ex-husband were both attorneys. He was a beloved professor at Florida State University. She worked in clinical administration in like the practice for the clinic and things like that for the students. They got divorced. She wanted to move to Miami.
She initiated the divorce, Wendy, the daughter.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, she initiated the divorce, by the way, by when he was out of town on business, packing up half the house, taking the kids, and having him served when he came back.
Right.
So it started off
animosity.
Yeah,
yes.
It started off a little nasty from the get-go.
Oh, yeah. But again, with the children involved, she wanted to go back home. She wanted to go back to Miami, be with her mom and dad and her brother. And the Florida courts say no to that. They're like, it's presumed joint custody. Stay where you're at. No,
well,
you're not moving from
actually,
Tallahassee.
The judge said at that hearing, made a comment about, I don't think he's pulling out the children's toenails. So my answer to your relocation motion is...
Mm-hmm.
No.
Right. Again, it's hard to get relocation in Florida. It really is, because the presumption is the inclusion of both families in the children's lives is good, which leads me to Dan Markle is the person who was murdered. I mean, that's again, we've got hitmen in jail.
Yeah.
And they named a law after him.
Yes.
Which is dealing with if you have.
But wait, back up. Why because the grandparents were pushing for this, Dan Markle's parents. Why, what was the catalyst to this before you get into the law, which is really interesting in Florida because there
mm-hmm.
are no grandparent mm-hmm. rights
yep.
in Florida. There were a time many years ago, it went up to the Supreme Court, it was found unconstitutional. So there are no rights for grandparents in the state of Florida. And people are on both sides of the fence, obviously grandparents, but then people that have overbearing parents may say that's a good thing.
Right.
So, but it doesn't exist. But what, I want you to back up, because to me, when I heard this, to me, this came out, it's been out there that she did this. But this is disturbing to me, and to me is like, I'm really questioning how much she knew and didn't know, meaning Wendy, the daughter, because what did she do that prompted them fighting for this law to be enacted?
It was huge. She petitioned the court to change the children's last name
to
Addison, which was her maiden name, as compared to Markle, which was the married name of the dad who apparently was involved in his children's lives.
And was murdered. Yes. And she also changed one of the children's middle name when she did it, which I'm not sure, but I would assume it was because it was some connection to him as well.
Right, some sort of family name.
Yeah,
right.
But I'm not sure about that.
So Dan's parents wanted to still maintain a relationship with the grandchildren.
They lost their son.
Right,
I mean,
that's
of course.
It. That's what they got. Right. So they were barred from doing so by Wendy and the Addison family.
And Wendy, just so you know, as the mother of the children, with there not being any grandparents' rights, does have a right, as any parent in the state of Florida can say, I don't want my children to visit with their grandparents. They have a right to do that, and the grandparents don't have, unless, of course, the parents are found to be unfit, don't have a right to come in and say otherwise. So then what did they do? Because this is interesting that they were able to get what you were about to say done.
Yeah, and I do think that part of why they were able to get it done is because of the Tallahassee connection. Where's our state legislature? Up there. And people knew the family, and they were really
And he was beloved. He was beloved.
Very much so. And so we look at
the father of these children.
So when you look at the fact that they had access to all those members to say, we want to see our grandchildren, that's it. We're not asking for stupid things. We just want to be able to see them. That they decided in 2022 to enact Markle's Law, which allows for grandparents, outside of the usual presumption against no visitation, to have visitation.
Have a right to petition. Yeah.
And again, if they're going to go through the petition process, they're probably going to get something from the judge, because this is such a limited exception that involves like some bad acts. Somebody needs to be culpable.
Well, the mother, or not the mother, the parents, the second parents of the individual who was deceased. So in this case, it would need to be found that Wendy was culpable related to her husband's death. And so it is a very, very, very limited. It's very limited. And I think they sprung this off of because, you know, like if you are found to be culpable or responsible or convicted, which you would need to be culpable if you were convicted of, let's say, murdering your spouse, you can't collect life insurance. And this comes into play, which Chris and I are going to jump on the Menendez brothers, but this comes into the fact that the Menendez brothers weren't able to collect any inheritance because they were convicted of killing their parents.
So I think this kind of tags off the same theory of you shouldn't
be able to prevent, if you're culpable for your spouse's demise, then you or ex-spouse, you shouldn't be able to say that his parents, meaning this is his parents, aren't able to see their grandkids.
But that hasn't gone in, Chris. They
have not been able to file a petition because it's my understanding to date, those grandparents, Dan's grandparents, have not seen those children since he was murdered.
That's my understanding too. But we've also got the other piece of the drama related to, again, the craziness of the family. And by the way, this is a lovely red from Herringer Estates in outside of Sacramento in the Delta area. So it's in Clarksburg. A little tiny winery that I love. Everything's like $22 to $30. And if it sold in Napa, it'd be at least $80.
Have you had that one before?
I do. I like the Delta because it tends to be rich, bold, not vinegary, and not sweet. So I really do like this, but I thought family was perfect. And we've got this issue of mom still being, as Alexa says, for the mastermind. So,
well, they're alleging that. They're alleging that. To me, she's just a normal Jewish mother, a grandmother. Some of the stuff that came out in the testimony yesterday, because I was listening to it, of her daughter and her son, and I got to tell you, I was like, you know, sounds to me just like a normal Jewish mother. You want your kids to be successful, you know. I personally don't have a thing that I need my kids to marry someone Jewish, but that is a big thing in, you know, any religion, I think, not just Jewish religion. So that testimony came out that she really wanted her children to marry in the Jewish religion, which was one of the disputes she had with one of her other children. They didn't. They married someone who was outside of that religion. I think she was Hindu. I think she is Hindu. And so, I mean, a lot of that so far, I'm not saying... to me, that testimony that came out yesterday from the two kids related to quote unquote her being overbearing wasn't strong testimony to me. I don't know how it's going to resonate with the jury. I could tell you if most of the jury, which I don't believe, are Jewish, Italian. I mean, there's so many other things that have overbearing mothers.
But the Jewish tradition and overbearing mothers don't necessarily include...
No, they don't include hiring hitmen. That's not what I mean.
Extradition and murder.
Don't include what?
Vietnamese extradition research.
No, but the testimony yesterday from the two children who have not been charged was talking about how she was very pushy about them marrying someone Jewish. And matter of fact, she allegedly helped pick Dan out through JDate, which is a Jewish dating website, the grandmother Donna, and that she was upset when the older son did not marry within the religion, and that she really pushed them towards the careers. And I can tell you, my husband will get on and tell you the reason he became a lawyer was his Jewish parents made the determination that he was the one that was going to be a lawyer. They had a rabbi and he was going to be the one that was a lawyer. So I don't think that proves that she's some mastermind that in itself, that what it's going to jump. Like you said, you're going to go from, okay, an overbearing mother who wants you to go into a certain... wants to marry a certain way and wants you to have a certain career, to hiring a hitman. That's all I'm saying. I just don't think that's evidence of that.
No, and again, any good lawyer, and the reason I picked beige to wear today, is going to tell their client to dress in a very downplayed, non-aggressive way.
Well, that's a good point, because she is showing up. Okay, so she was very kind of dapper, you know, she dressed... very, what you would think, someone whose husband had a very successful dental implant practice, and she was living in South Florida. She did dress like that. She is appearing in court now as being a very dowdy, her hair is gray,
grumpy.
Very grumpy, like what you're saying, grandma that really does not, a little weak and fragile, and would not have the personality that the children are testifying, or the prosecution is trying to make her out to be.
Yeah. But again, this notion of where they arrested her.
Oh, this is great. Right. Come on, Chris. Come on. So bring it home.
They arrested her on the jetway.
Literally the jetway. There's a video, people.
A one-way ticket to Vietnam.
And why Vietnam, Chris?
Because she had spoken to her son in prison, you would think she'd know they record those calls.
I mean, can you imagine being her attorney and being like, what the heck were you... Imagine, everybody knows they're recorded.
Yes, and she says to her son, well, I was researching what countries don't participate with extradition with the U.S. She gave him a list.
I think he gave him three different countries. And then she said why she couldn't live, or the ones she couldn't live in. And
yes. Right. It was
like, yeah. So again, and she told him when she was leaving.
Yes. So they knew what date, what jetway to go to pick her out.
I just don't understand why they waited until she was on the gangway, though. right?
Yeah.
The gangway. That's all you want.
But again, probably because it went to the feds. You know, because otherwise, what are you on, state property or
federal
property?
But they got it. It wasn't like she told him in an hour I'm leaving. That's what I, right. you know, they, I, yeah, right. they probably wanted the show, the drama,
the whole nine.
Oh, yeah. Snap the plane, blah, blah, blah. But I find that, I have two questions about that. And this gets into the Maxwell II thing with Epstein. I don't understand if that, and obviously we're not supporting this, but I don't understand if that was your plan, why you would wait so late in the game. Because she waited until after the son was convicted, because he had a full trial, and she did not show up in Tallahassee or her husband, because it's believed, we don't know for sure, she hasn't stated this, that it's believed she didn't show up to support him because she thought maybe she would be arrested at the time. Why she didn't, if this was what you were going to do, why did she wait so late? A, get on, make that recording, which I don't understand, right. and then get on the plane so late in the game.
Right.
I don't understand. But then again, Wendy is still in the United States. And a lot of people are saying that they believe that Wendy, the daughter, is going to potentially be arrested.
And again, mom may be taking the fall for Wendy, too. She may be purposely making sure that Wendy doesn't go to jail.
Well, so this will be interesting. Will the mom get up on the stand? Now, as an attorney, it is a rare, very rare, rare, rare situation that you are going to advise your client to get up on the stand. But ultimately, whether somebody gets them on the stand to testify on their own behalf is their decision, not the attorney's. So as attorneys, we say this all the time. We can give the best advice in the world. Does
right.
not mean that our clients are going to follow
right.
it or take it. So,
uh-huh.
yeah.
So, but again, the notion of not profiting, and this has been going on for a decade, and people in Tallahassee are still very interested because it's still very raw for them. They still, lots of people still remember Dan, and they're looking at it going, we want justice.
So, you know, here's the thing. I think that for attorneys, when it happens that we hear about, especially like this, being gunned down in front of your house in your driveway. I believe the children were even in the house, but I could be wrong about that. I think is terrifying because it's like who, why, and who. And, you know, I think that's what's terrifying to everyone, that it was so open and blatant. For me, I am just like, why? Because these people, meaning the grandparents, had the money to move up to Tallahassee, had the ability to go up there on the regular basis and
yeah.
see the kids. They had the ability to do that. And the daughter, I guess there was testimony about the daughter saying that it wasn't absolutely horrible living in Tallahassee. I have not lived in Tallahassee, so I can't tell you.
I've been to Tallahassee more times than a University of Florida graduate should ever go to Tallahassee because of my work at the legislative level.
Where would you rather live, though? Coral Springs? Well, so the parents were living in Coral Springs, so you know, it wasn't until after he was murdered and Wendy moved back with the kids that they moved to Miami. And allegedly to a very, very nice building that had a bunch of famous people living in it. And so that they were new to Miami. I think they still had their Coral Springs.
Again, when you were from South Florida and moved to Tallahassee, it's rural.
Right, but she had been living in Tallahassee, and she did
correct.
Go to Tallahassee willingly, and
yeah.
I believe the children were born in Tallahassee. So if
right.
you had to choose, just as a thing, because you've been to Tallahassee a lot, you've lived in South Florida,
yeah.
out of the two, which one would, I mean...
I would want Coral Gables. I mean, it's...
That's not an option!
Tallahassee is 13 miles from Georgia.
Okay, but you know, here, and you brought up this before, you know, a lot of people deal with this when they get a divorce, that they decide that they move somewhere because of their spouse's career, they ended up having children there, and
right.
now that they're no longer with that person, they
right.
want to
they
go
never,
closer
right.
to family or where they lived before. And like you said, it is hard to sell that to a court because the standard is what's in the best interest of the family. And generally, not always, the best interest of the family is not to make it so one of the parents has a very difficult or limited ability to see and be part of that child's life.
Correct. Yeah. So. And again, sitting here, we can understand it, but when you're in the middle of it, you hate somebody, it's harder to deal with. However, that still continues to be a murder plot.
I don't know if you knew this, and then we're going to wrap it up, but there are emails where Donna Adelson had suggested to the daughter, Wendy, because apparently the husband, Dan, was a conservative Jewish individual, and they were reformed, which for people who don't know is like a more stricter, he followed kosher, I believe, whereas she didn't. Maybe when they were together, she did. And he... apparently, Donna suggested that they baptize the kids, number one. And she also suggested that they dress them up as Nazi youth. I mean, this is just, and she's Jewish. I mean, Donna Adelson is Jewish as well. So it was just interesting, the animosity that was definitely a Donna, via these evidence and testimony, had against Wendy's ex-husband, who apparently she helped pick out on JD.
Right.
So that's it's going to be interesting what happens with this trial. We may jump on. My prediction is she's going to get convicted. That's my prediction.
Yeah, I don't know how you get an unbiased jury in Tallahassee, Florida at this point.
Well, that's a good point, too. That's a good point.
They've been living with it.
So, yeah, so if you want to, it is being televised, this trial. You can read up on it. I am sure that if there's not already one, there is going to be a movie about this, because you really just, like I said, if it was a movie, you would say, this is a movie, it would never happen.
Right. You'd say this did not happen. This cannot be real.
Yeah.
So, again, if you're ever in the greater Sacramento area, I suggest Herringer Winery. They have the cutest little wine bar loft. It is fantastic. Thank you, Lisa Ann, for introducing me to it. And the wine is fantastic for an inexpensive price.
On a
price.
Scale of 1 to 10.
This is definitely an 8.
An 8?
And frankly, yeah, but I give the Portuguese wine an 8 that, you know, we had a couple episodes ago, an 8 too.
You're like just really picking them. If you haven't picked up on it, generally you pick them to retry them and taste them to go along with the theme, if you haven't picked that up on it. So we sometimes have no idea if they're going to be good or bad. We don't pick them because
we've had some nasty ones.
Yeah, we've had some. The vegan ones were pretty nasty. But yeah, and if you want to suggest wine, by all means,
please.
If you own a wine company or a beverage company, we are more than welcome. If you want to send it to us and we'll try it out on here, we're open for that as well. And please subscribe, comment below, tell us what you think about this case, your predictions, and and please subscribe, and cheers, right?
So, cheers.
Yeah, Chris has to do the cheers. I have no wine. Okay, that